Democratic State Representative Brandon Phelps of Harrisburg and Democratic State Representative John Bradley of Marion held a press conference in Herron on Thursday to hear from social service providers and local educators about how the lack of a state budget is affecting the people they serve. The two downstate lawmakers began the meeting by pointing out that the governor's stopgap budget proposal would be especially hard-hitting to children, the elderly, and those with substance abuse problems. Franklin County Treasurer John Gulley, who is involved in the methamphetamine treatment program at the Franklin County Juvenile Detention Center, said the program was so successful that just last year it was highly praised in the Journal of Psychology for being an effective way to rehabilitate those addicted to meth. The Franklin County Meth Treatment Program had been providing treatment services to youth from 41 counties in central and southern Illinois. But due to the ongoing budget stalemate, Gulley says, this successful program has been eliminated. One of the educators in attendance, Shawnee College President Dr. Tim Bellamy, said his college has already been doing with less.
Over a period since 2010, through attrition and reduction in force, we have one-third fewer full-time employees at Shawnee Community College than we had in 2010. And we've been able to maintain our current level of programs. But that means people taking on additional work. And the problem is that there's not much more room to cut.
Dr. Jonah Rice, the president of Southeastern Illinois College in Harrisburg, also told a similar story at the conference and said that pretty soon the cuts at Southeastern will be, quote, to the bone. When asked his thoughts on what can be done to break the budget deadlock, Shawnee College's Bellamy said that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and the governor could think a little less of what they want.
I've never been in a situation or any kind of negotiation where I got everything I wanted. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that's where we are right now, is in our leadership in Springfield, our legislative leadership, our governor, can't seem to compromise. And again, go back to the founding pillars of our country. It was based on compromise.
For WSIU Radio News, I'm Kevin Boucher.